and welcome to episode number one of On the Brighter Side. I'm Monica Tanner, and I'm super excited about the topic we're talking about today. Now, I don't know if there's very many people actually listening. I'm pretty sure my mom is listening, so hey, Mom, thanks for listening. And I know there's a few of you that are new to podcasting, and so if you're hearing me right now, then it means you figured it out, and I'm so excited, and I hope that you'll love podcasts as much as I have. So I just discovered podcasting in the last year or so, and I have just absolutely loved it. Podcasts just open up this whole new avenue of learning and possibilities for me. I have listened to podcasts as I'm doing the dishes or folding laundry. I especially like them when I'm working out. And in the car driving around town, I love to be able to turn on some of my favorite podcasts and just listen to funny ones or educational ones. And I just absolutely love having the option to learn about any topic that I'm interested in, because the radio and even Pandora just have songs that replay over and over and over again, the same songs, and that just gets old after a while, unless of course it's Ed Sheeran's Perfect, in which case I could listen to that on repeat for days. But besides that song, I'm really getting into podcasts because I have just absolutely loved the possibilities that it's opened up and the different topics that I can learn about from them. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about the difference between a fixed and a growth mindset. And once you figure out how to change your thinking and operate with a growth mindset, the power that that has in your life to just absolutely change everything. In general, people tend to subscribe to one of two different mindsets. Most people either operate from a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. The concept of mindsets originated with Dr. Carol Dweck, PhD. She defines a fixed mindset as people believe in their basic abilities, their intelligence, their talents are just fixed traits. They have a certain amount and that's that. And then their goal becomes to look smart at all times and never look dumb. They simply spend their time documenting their intelligence or talent instead of developing them. Now, in contrast, a growth mindset, people understand that their talents and abilities can be developed through effort, good teaching, and persistence. They don't necessarily think that everyone's the same or that everyone can be Einstein, but they believe that everyone can get smarter if they work at it. A growth mindset assumes that personal qualities can be learned, developed, or cultivated. They are eager to learn to boost performance and enjoy exploring, experimenting, and stretching themselves. They view failure as feedback about performance and are not so sensitive to criticisms and setbacks. As you can already see from the definition, a growth mindset is a powerful way to operate in the world and to achieve success. Your mindset begins to develop early in childhood, and these beliefs are reinforced throughout our lives. The great news is that research shows that we can easily change our mindset to achieve success and fulfillment at any stage of our lives. It's merely a shift in our thinking, and the first step is to recognize the power of our thoughts. No one's mindset is completely one type or the other, and our mindset doesn't remain constant. We can show different mindsets in different situations. The first step is that we need to take to change our defeating or fixed mindset is to a growth mindset is to recognize it in action. Sometimes people call these limiting beliefs. I will argue over and over again that what we think and how we think fuel our behavior and predict our success. There is so much power in our thinking and in our mindset. I cannot stress that enough. Researchers have asked the question, can we change someone's mindset? This began a series of interventions and studies that prove we can indeed change our mindsets from fixed to growth. And when we do, it leads to increased motivation and achievement. There's a whole series of studies on different kinds of praise that we use for our kids. For example, studies have shown that telling children they are smart encourages a fixed mindset, whereas praising their hard work and effort cultivates a growth mindset. When children have a growth mindset, they take on challenges and learn from them, therefore increasing their abilities and their achievement. When children are naturally good at something, they often get praised. When we praise our children, we need to be more concerned about the effort than the result. If parents want to give their children a gift, the best thing they can do is to teach their children to love challenges, be intrigued by mistakes, enjoy effort, and keep on learning. So what are some ways that we can help our children develop a growth mindset? The first thing we can do is to talk about it. Ask your children what mistakes they made and what they've learned from it. Praise the process, not the results. When we're praising our children, we should focus on effort, goal setting, persisting through challenges, and being creative. An example of this is, wow, you must have worked really hard on this, instead of, oh, this is so great. Another thing we can talk about is how our brains are continually growing. Teach your children that intelligence is not fixed. When things are difficult, your brain will grow if you work through the challenge. One of the most important things we can do to develop a growth mindset in our children is change our words and theirs. The way we talk to our children and the way they talk to themselves makes a huge impact on their mindset. Changing phrases like, I can't do this, to, I can't do this yet, can make a humongous impact. Another really important thing to teach our children is that it's okay to fail. Making mistakes help us learn. Mistakes make our brain grow. Let your children fail so that they can learn to see challenges as fun. We'll definitely talk all about failure in some future episodes, but for now, I want to go through some common phrases that we often hear our children saying. Of course, when we hear our children say them, we want to correct it, but we also want to make sure that we're not using this language when speaking to our children, or ever for that matter. So a couple of common phrases I'll go through. The first one is, I don't understand. Oftentimes, we'll be working on something that we don't understand. For example, my daughter brought home the new math curriculum, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me naturally. She asked me for help with it, and I was looking at her just regular multiplication problem that I learned to do a certain way, but they're learning a different way to do it, and I didn't quite understand how they were getting the same answer in a different way. But instead of saying, I don't understand this, you could change it to, what am I missing? When my son came home from school, I asked him, what am I missing here? And he was able to explain it perfectly so that both me and my daughter could understand the new way to do math. So you can see, I don't understand is a very fixed mindset and causes you to stop looking for the answer. Whereas, what am I missing connotes, there is definitely something here that I'm not seeing that would help me understand how to proceed. Another common one is, I'm just not good at this. could easily be changed to, I'm on the right track. Maybe I'm not good at it yet, but if I keep doing what I'm doing and practicing, I will improve. Sometimes we hear our children say, I give up, when we could change it to, I need to find some new strategies. I give up is so final. Whereas I need to find some new strategy connotes, there's definitely a way to do this. I just need some help finding a different way. A lot of times we'll hear our children say, I made a mistake. We can teach them that mistakes help me improve. Every time I make a mistake, I learn one way that is not effective and get closer to finding the way that is effective. This is too hard. I have to admit that I tend to say this one. This is too hard. When in reality, we could change our words to, this is going to take some extra effort. Most of the things that are worth doing are hard, and it just takes some extra effort on our part to get it done. Now, especially when something's hard and we've given it a good effort and it's completed, we tend to say, well, it's good enough. When in reality, we could look at it and think, is this my best effort? It may be good enough, but with some more effort, we could make it, always make it better. Now, one thing that crushes me when I hear my children say to me, I'll never be as good at this or as smart as he or she is. It's easy to say, well, some people are better at some things and some people are better at others. But what if we said, let's try to figure out what he or she is doing and try it? Do you see how that fosters a growth mindset? We can all be good at this. Maybe we just need to look and see what so-and-so is doing and try it so that we can improve as well. Whenever I hear my kids say, I can't do this, the first thing I always go to is, I hate the word can't. You may not say that in my presence. But what about, I can always improve. I will keep trying. Whenever my kids say, I can't do such and such, I want to say, can't isn't even a word. Let's take that out of our vocabulary. Of course, you can do anything that you put your mind to. Let's find out how to do it, and then we'll train our brains. That's always a possibility. Now, I don't know is a very common phrase. And you can see how I don't know contributes to a fixed mindset. Of course, you're not going to try to figure it out if your answer is just, I don't know. But what if you said, I don't know yet. I'm going to figure it out, because everything is figure outable. These days, we have Google and YouTube and all kinds of online as well as physical resources to figure out anything we want to figure out. There's nothing I've ever wanted to do that I haven't been able to find a YouTube video for. You can literally learn how to reconstruct a car's engine, make a cute place setting, or any number of things that are even remotely interesting by merely going to Google or Wikipedia or YouTube. There's a YouTube video on everything under the sun. And if there's not a YouTube video about it, I'm pretty sure you could find someone who would teach you how to do it. So instead of saying, I don't know, how about I'll figure it out, because everything is figure outable. There's no reason to ever say there's no way, because of course there's a way. Where there's a will, there's always a way. So instead of saying there's no way, maybe we say, I haven't found a way yet, but there's always, always a way. Can you see how some of these fixed mindset phrases limit you and keep you stuck? When you say, I can't do something, your brain will stop thinking about it and stop trying to find a way. But if you say something like, I'm going to figure out how to do this, then you're giving your brain something to work on. Your brain always wants to be working on a problem, but if you don't give it something to work on, it will find something to work on, and chances are it's not going to be something that's going to help you learn and grow. So let's review for a second. The best thing we can do to change our fixed mindset to a growth mindset is to recognize what things in our life we're thinking about with a fixed mindset. Once we recognize these things, we can start to change our wording first and then our thoughts about any given situation. This is most important when we're teaching our children. Try these strategies to move your child from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. Number one, remind kids that to fail is just the first attempt in learning. Number two, have your children take risks and let them learn something new, even if you know they're going to fail. Number three, acknowledge your child's hard work. Remind them of the hard work that led them to their successes rather than telling them how smart they are. Number four, use words like innovative, creativity, and growth. Number five, create opportunities for your child to practice growth mindset activities. And number six, comment on their work ethic rather than their grade. I cannot emphasize how important it is that as parents, we put more emphasis on their effort rather than their result. Our children will achieve so much more if they come at life with a growth rather than a fixed mindset. So first things first, let's make sure we're operating with a growth mindset. First, by recognizing what we're thinking about with a fixed mindset. And second, removing certain phrases from our vocabulary. Words and phrases like, it's too hard, I can't do it, and I don't know. Once we're clearly operating from a growth mindset, let's get to work on our kids and help them realize their ever-growing potential for achievement and success. So that's all I have for you today on that topic, but I promise you, if you practice and you master the concept of a growth mindset, you will not believe